further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled East Cantankerous, Illinois, for real. Well, boys and girls, today you hear about how we went to East Cantankerous, Illinois, the old hometown of old Charlie Rustlaw and Yuki Butcher. Yuki lost his memory, and among other things, he thought he was old Charlie Rustlaw, his boyhood idol. So we decided to go to East Cantankerous and see the people there and see if we couldn't have Yuki identified once and for all so that even he would believe that he was Yuki Butcher. And as today's episode begins, we're driving up to a little building which is the town hall of East Cantankerous. There's an old man asleep on the steps.
All right, stop the car, driver. Pull up in front of the general store there, right by that old feller that's sleeping on the porch. That's my daddy.
You mean that old gentleman with the long gray beard wearing the fire engine red beret and the blue and white tennis shoes is your father?
That's 100% correct. Yeah, that's old Clarence Rustlaw. He's the mayor of East Cantankerous, Illinois. But also, he's my daddy. Hey, Daddy! Hey, Daddy, wake up. Wake up, Daddy. It's me. It's your son, Charlie. Hey, Dad. Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Where's my suit guard? Strangers in town, are you? Who are you there?
What's the matter? Don't you recognize me? His eyes ain't so good anymore. Hey, Daddy, it's me. It's your youngest boy, Charlie.
Hey, what say? Well, so it is. Well... Oh, Sonny. Oh, Charlie, my boy.
Yeah.
You get in the house, you little scallywag. Your breakfast isn't getting cold.
Hey, Daddy, didn't you miss me?
Miss you? Why, have you been somewhere?
Well, I've been gone for 23 years.
Well, you've been fishing again, hey?
Oh,
don't you catch anything? If you didn't, get in the house before your breakfast gets cold. I've been sitting on the table there waiting for you.
Hey, Big John, how about that? Yuki's daddy didn't even miss him when he was away from home for 23 years.
Oh, that isn't Yuki's daddy, Sparky. That's old Charlie Rustlaw's daddy, and he's so old he can't see very well. He just thinks that's Charlie Rustlaw he's talking to. Now, just a minute, Sparky, while the mayor and I try to figure out a way to get the old fella to make Yuki understand that he really isn't Charlie Rustlaw, but Yuki Butcher.
Well, boy, if you ask me... That man up on the porch there is Yuki's daddy. Look how friendly they're talking to one another up there.
Yeah, but I still say the old man's eyesight is so bad he can't see Yuki. He just thinks he's talking to his son, Charlie.
Yeah, I agree with you, Buster. Especially now that I see them there eyeglasses sticking up out of the old boy's pocket. Look how thick the lenses are in them glasses. Why, they look like big magnifying glasses.
Yeah. Well, come on. Let's go up on the porch and join them and see if we can get the old gentleman to put on his glasses, and then he'll be able
to
see.
Yes, Charlie, my boy. Old Uncle Russell and Aunt Frieda have got themselves a new little boy in their family. He's 15 years old now. They might start sending him to school next year as soon as they can teach him how to say his name.
Say, pardon me, Mayor Rustlaw. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Plumfront. I'm the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's my card. Why don't you put on your eyeglasses there in your vest pocket and take a look at my card there.
Well, what do you know? just a minute here, I'll put on my eye specs. Well, let me take a look at this here card. Let's see, I'll put on my eye specs, put them on my nose here so as it can see. Well, let me see here.
Here you are.
Mayor Plumfront.
Yes, sir.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's right.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Where's that?
Cincinnati? Why, it's a town in the southwestern corner of Ohio on the banks of the beautiful Ohio River.
Ohio? That's so? Where's that?
You mean to tell me that you ain't never heard of the state of Ohio?
Well, they ain't but two states that I ever heard of, and that's Illinois and New Amsterdam.
Oh, me. And don't you sit there and try to tell me that you have never heard of the United States of America.
Yeah, seems as how I heard some talk that that's what they call us.
Yeah, that's what they call us, all right. Do you think the whole United States is made up of only Illinois and New Amsterdam?
Well, it used to be up until the time New Amsterdam dropped out. Left us high and dry there. I reckon one of these here days the president will try to get New Amsterdam back into the Union, though.
President, eh?
Yep.
Say, would you kindly tell me who you think is president of the United States?
Of course, any fool knows that. It's Henry Clay.
Henry Clay?
Yep.
Why, Henry Clay was never president of these United States.
What? You mean to tell me that James K. Polk beat him out? Well, wait till Ma hears this. She'll kick a fit when she finds out that we went down to the polls and voted for nothing. Well, what do you know about that? Old Henry Clay didn't win the election, eh? Well, maybe he'll do better the next time he runs. When's the next time they elect a new president, Mayor?
You mean to tell me that you have not voted for a president since James K. Polk ran against Henry Clay? Why, we done went and had 23 new presidents since James K. Polk was president.
That's all?
Sure.
Well, looks like Ma and me missed out on a couple of things since we done went and stopped having the city newspaper delivered here to our house.
Hey, look, Mayor, stop arguing with him about who's president. Tell him to look at Yuki. Now that he has his glasses on, he'll see that Yuki isn't really his son, Charlie.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Say, Mayor Rushflaw, take a look at this here feller here. What do you see?
I see his face. Why, what'd you expect me to see?
Well, I mean, who does he look like? Does he look like anybody you know?
Yep, he's a spitting image of my boy, Henry. Don't surprise me, none, though.
Don't he?
Well, because Henry's this here boy's twin brother. Charlie, will you get in the house and eat your breakfast before it gets cold?
Hey, excuse me, fellas. I better get in and eat my breakfast before Daddy loses his temper. He'll take me out back of the woodshed and give me a good hide tatted.
No, you don't. You stay right where you are. Look, Mayor Rushflaw, this here feller ain't your son, Charlie. Charlie's lost in the wilds of Africa, where he disappeared into the jungle back in 1937.
Nope, I'm afraid you're wrong, friend. The feller who got lost in Africa back in 1937 was a little boy named Yuki Butcher.
Oh, it couldn't have been Yuki Butcher.
Yep.
Yuki Butcher?
That's right. Little Yuki Butcher left East Cantankerous back in 1930. Used to play baseball with the East Cantankerous Blue Jays. That's the old Four-Eye League. Left home 1930 to play professional baseball in some other town. Last I heard of him, I believe he went to Africa to play an exhibition game against the U-Baggy Dodgers there in Africa.
Now, wait just a minute. Just a minute. That was old Charlie Rushflaw who had that happen to him. This here feller is Yuki Butcher. This ain't your son, Charlie.
Well, I'm afraid you're wrong, feller. This here boy is... I went and lost his memory. Will you go on in there and eat your breakfast before it gets cold there, Charlie? For goodness sakes.
Yeah, fine,
hey,
I'm going.
John, maybe Yuki is old Charlie Rushflaw.
Well, of course he is, little feller. Here, lean forward here, lad, and I'll tell you something. You fellers better lean forward, too.
What do you want to tell us, Mayor?
My boy Charlie here was hit on the top of the head with a big brick back when they was building his football stadium. For a while, he went and lost his memory. Yeah, he even thought he was Yuki Butcher there for a while. Yeah.
Boy, Big John, what do you think of that?
Mr. Rushflaw, are you sure this fellow we brought with us is your son, Charlie? I mean, he couldn't possibly be a fellow named Yuki Butcher who just thinks he's Charlie Rushflaw, could he now?
No. Like I said, he's my son, Charlie Rushflaw. Just thinks he's a fellow named Yuki Butcher.
Now, what do you think, Buster?
Well, Mayor Rushflaw seems quite certain that what he says is correct, and who am I to question a father about his own son's identity? He should know his own son when he sees him.
Yes, but maybe he just can't see Yuki's face real well. Remember, he's got bad eyes.
Yes, but he's wearing glasses. He read the printing on your calling card, and that's printed in rather small letters. If he could read what it says in your card, he certainly should be able to see Charlie's face.
You mean that Yuki is really Charlie Rushflaw?
Looks that way. After all, Mr. Rushflaw here should know his own son.
Then Yuki ain't really suffering from a loss of memory.
No, it looks like what really happened is when Yuki was hit on the head in the Cheviot Hills Hotel, instead of losing his memory, he really got it back.
You mean all the time we knew Yuki, he was really Charlie Rushflaw?
That's right. Yuki was really Charlie Rushflaw, who just thought he was this fellow named Yuki Butcher. And thinking he was Yuki Butcher, he still remembered his old name, but he thought Charlie Rushflaw was a friend of his.
Would you mind explaining that again, Buster? I'm a little confused. No, on second thought, I guess you better not explain it again. You just confused me all the more.
Look, Mayor, Yuki Butcher isn't Yuki Butcher. He just thinks he is.
Yeah.
That is, he just thought he was when he didn't have his memory. But now that he's got his memory back, he doesn't just think he's old Charlie Rustlaw as we suspected. He really is old Charlie Rustlaw.
Boy, what a mixed up mess this is.
You say that again. Buster, the rest of my life, I'm not going to be sure just who Yuki or Charlie or whoever he is really is. It's sure going to be hard calling him Charlie instead of Yuki.
Hey, that's right. From now on, we're going to have to call Yuki Charlie. I mean, we're going to have to call Charlie Charlie. Confusing, isn't it? Oh, boy. Now, if this isn't something, as many times as I sat down and listened to Yuki Butcher tell stories about his good friend, old Charlie Rustlaw, I never even once dreamed that Yuki really was Charlie. It's going to be hard to get used to calling Yuki Charlie. Even more confusing, listening to Charlie Rustlaw tell stories about his old friend, Yuki. Oh, everything's turned upside down and backwards and inside out. Well, that's the way things are. I guess tomorrow, before we go back home to Cincinnati, we'll take a look around East Cantankerous and see what the town is like. Something tells me that we're going to see a lot of silly sights. So you better come along tomorrow, kids. I'll see you then. So long.